You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, I think for me, the number one thing is keep your eyes on the ball. Sometimes that's harder to do, but I think if you keep your eye on the ball and try and contest it, I think you're going to be okay. And from what I've seen recently, if you tuck in and bump, that's sort of when you're at risk. It's such a tough one. I had one on the weekend where I think Mitch Duncan had the ball and I sort of came at him pretty quickly and left my feet and sort of just missed him, and I remember thinking if I had have like connected with my shoulder, I'm probably out for a week or two as well. So it's such fine margins, and no one probably would have even picked up on that incident, but just in the back of my head during the game, I thought if I did get him, I could have been in a bit of trouble. So it happens so quickly, and split second decisions obviously, but they're probably the two things. If you brace to bump, and if you take your eye off the ball, I think you're in a little bit of trouble.
Lachie Neale articulating the fine line of the modern game with us on 360 last night. Sam Edmund is here for CD Motor Group. Tax time savings at Ferntree Gully Hyundai. Hello to you, Sam.
Morning, Jared. Yeah, they stated, didn't they? If a player has ceased to attempt to mark prior to impact and is bracing for impact in circumstances such as this, that player is not contesting the ball. And that is where they put Toby Green last night.
Understandable, recognisable, not always practical.
No, we are asking a lot of the player in that situation, as Lachie Neale just touched on there. And we spoke about this yesterday. The rules are relatively clear. You couldn't see him getting off. And the comparison was readily and frequently made by the AFL to Peter Wright, albeit higher velocity a month ago, is that players who find themselves in this position, you've just got... The tribunal are just looking for the smallest hint you're playing the ball. If it's a spall, if it's a mark, eyes on it, just give them a chance. But appreciate is really hard. Human nature in the moment at high speed, split second to protect yourself.
The Scott Pendlebury homework that we raised yesterday, this caught on. I'm glad to see it caught on. And you've done the background work.
Yeah. So the obviously Champion Data being the official number cruncher for the AFL have the official figure, which is he needs four more disposals, or more specifically, he needs four more kicks, not five more. So what's happened? Round two, 2020 against Richmond, he has had 16 kicks. Initially, he was given a total of 15. There's a correction, as Champion do from time to time, in the 24 hours after that game to bump him up to 16. AFL table's amazing, do a great job, but I think that change caught them out. So it is 4,996 kicks, 5,000 even handballs. The only unfortunate thing is, Jared, of course, this means he can't get the magical 200 goal milestone as well. He needs five. We had it all set up, didn't we? Play him out of the square. First five kicks, five goals. The perfect symmetry.
Round two, 2020.
Tigers.
Kicks. Lovely. Just as well, Champion Data aren't the scorers for cricket, because we would hail a century and then the next day we'd get told, oh, by the way, it's only 99.
Yeah,
what? So Stewie from Greenvale wants to know, what is Lance Franklin doing on Sunday?
Yes. So he's appearing at the Hawthorn-Sydney game. Of course, a decade on from probably the biggest trade of our time, the modern era from the Hawks, up to the Sydney Swans and all the secrecy around it. But he's going to be at the MCG on Sunday. So he'll be in the president's function. Now, most people listening this morning won't give a stuff about that because they don't have access to the president's function. But you want to stay in your seat at halftime because he's going to be out on the ground. I'm told there'll be a Q&A of sorts. So he'll be interviewed out on the field, whether there's a little stage set up, a microphone like obviously beamed up onto the big screen. So a little Q&A, and I'm assuming a thank you to the fans as well. No lap of honour as such. But certainly he'll be out there on the field answering a couple of questions, and I'm sure paying tribute to those who have cheered him on from the stands for so long.
That's great. You would want to be there. So it was the 4 o'clock Sunday. It looked like a bit of a weird fixture sitting out in the nowhere in Hawthorn and Sydney, but now it's like that's a red letter moment.
Certainly the weak spot in the MCG's quartet of games. There's three massive ones and then leading into this one. So if they were forecasting maybe 30, 35, 40,000 max for this, maybe this will drag 10, 15, 20,000 more through the gates because they've done well to get him down here.
Yeah,
Lance. Yeah, absolutely.
What's the latest with Jamara Ugelhagen?
He's at the football club and he's embarking on main training. So this is big. Sat out last week's win over St Kilda for personal reasons. Return home, we know that. Has been absent at the club for several days. Was seen at a boxing event over the weekend. So he's at the club. He's training today. It is the Dogs' main session, Jared, ahead of Saturday's game in Perth against Fremantle. He needed to do this and he needs to do it well. So I'd still say unlikely, but there's the avenue. So if he trains really well, convinces him he's good to go, he's obviously hasn't been injured, then he'll be in. And then not for the first time, we'll have a selection headache of sorts for Luke Beveridge and his match committee team to sort their way through. Also, I'm told Tom Liberatore is good, symptom free, good to go, set to train. And every expectation is he will play after being in the concussion protocols and undergoing, we have to say, a range of tests after that. Pretty strange collapse as well.
All right. Long-term observers of the score review. LeBron James caught my attention yesterday and his assessment of the NBA's replay center.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the f*** do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. Sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like... And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game too. What are we doing?
It bothers me. So what are we doing?
How good's that?
I'm with LeBron. I can apply that to the bloody arc.
So the score review, the arc, the replay center, whatever you want to call it, the frustrations with it go across borders, across cultures, across sports. That was LeBron. And it was a mic drop moment as well. After that, he just dropped the mic and left. So I couldn't help but think of our comparison, our closest comparison in the space of the last, only 6 months. It's definitely Ben Keys. Robbed of the hero moment last year, the Crows with that unfortunate goal umpire and review blunder that we'll never know for sure, Jared, but highly likely cost Adelaide a final spot last year. Now, Ben Keys needs to have a good hard look at himself because this is how he vented his frustration.
There's probably anger, frustration, confusion. I don't think anything like this will happen again. We've got that technology. I think they should have the power to be able to, send words straight away to the umpire and say, we have to have a look at this, whether it's a goal or a point.
So I hope, maybe they'll have a look at it. No
obscenities.
Should
have just gone with, what the F is going on with the arc?
No obscenities. No mic drop. No nothing. Keezy, far too measured. Disappointed.
If he'd gone the LeBron route, what do you reckon the penalty in our system would be? So it'd be James Heard from the Footy Show, wouldn't it? 20 grand.
Well, I feel
like you'd probably miss games if you went that hard.
Well, should we assume that LeBron's not going to be sanctioned for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, really?
And if he is, he'll be fine.
Well, I think he'll have it covered. But they were up by 20 at one stage, the Lakers. So this was the frustration was real. Beaten at the buzzer too, I might add, if you've missed it, against the Nuggets. So the frustration was coursing through his veins. But yeah, if Ben Keys had gone down that path, there'd be a please explain. There'd be a back and forth, a document. There'd have to be a press conference. There'd be a sanction. There'd be a memorandum. There'd be a press conference. Unbelievable.
I've been far too mild talking about the arc these days. Sam, thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
For CD Motor Groups, do not wait. Furniture Gully Hyundai has huge end of financial year savings on Starry Loads.